Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
You can call your man. He fluffy wants a crime, then I got four fun on his phone. All the sexy man, you got three complex to be higher. When the vipers off in your deep deep and same, God, he maintain, God, he needs to be happy. I'm numero uno, the curse, every city think a lie. Just look at the dust up on the list. So when you come at me with the curse, the fast script. Me and my lady stand it, that's right. Me and me, the panda girl shopping free. Buy one, I get another one free. You want start front page of magazine. Next thing, be on TV.
You can call your man, tell him you ain't coming home, tell him you're tired of being all alone. You can tell him we out, give him the deuces. You can tell him we out, give him the deuces.
Tell him the truth,
looking kind of wonderful. Won't you tell your girl?
WHAC, Team Muhammad Radio Live, Raheem Malik. We're out the remix, all the way live from Charlotte, hanging out with me tonight, and I appreciate it. Give it up for CeeLo.
What's up? How you doing? How are you doing?
Good this Money Monday. Ow, yeah. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, with our finance tips tonight. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, what's going on, you guys? How are you this
what's going
evening?
On?
Hey, darling, how are you?
Good.
Hey, CeeLo.
Tonight's topic, is higher education the key to the American dream? You know, but moreover, what is the American dream? Is that the family, the house, the picket house, the dog?
It depends on
different people.
Right, exactly. It depends on which view you're coming from, you know. Some people
what view can you come from? What's the American dream?
Okay, well, let's see. The media blasted American dream is like the husband and wife with 2.5 kids and then a dog and a house with a picket fence. That was like from like the '50s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like now it's a condo and a dog. That's American family now. A condo and a dog. Nobody wants to do lawn work anymore. Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, that's about right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the American dream has shifted. It's gone from the family to a lot of career, you know, and education-minded people to not want kids at all. And they're happy.
Or they want, or the, you know what, though, then, or you have the other group that, the women that wait, they go for their career first, like you were just saying, but then they try to have families, you know, like once they've gotten settled, you know, like they might be like their early 40s. Women are having kids older now by choice and by themselves and taking that stance. I don't know if it's, I'm not going to say it's right or wrong or not, but the family dynamic has definitely changed. Because I was even watching something the other night with Rosie O'Donnell, and, you know, she had like, I think she had adopted, like, 4 kids, and, like, 2 are, like, grown now. But that's her and her wife and those 4 kids. And she opened a theater school for children. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole different family. And her
yep.
children had to deal with growing up, yeah, you know, with same-gendered parents. And so, it, you know, it's a little different. That's why I say it depends on which view you come from.
Is higher education the key to obtaining whatever it is your American dream is? Must you pursue college? Must you be college bound in order to be fulfilled or fit to? Yeah, in order to be fulfilled.
I mean, because you gotta look at it like this: everyone who is even media successful, you know. Not all of them went to college. A lot of people dropped out of school to follow their dream.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times have you heard that story throughout your life, either one of you, where somebody dropped either high school or college or performing arts school or what have you to follow their dream so they get that one chance?
Many.
You know, it doesn't disprove it, you know, but still. That goes to show that it's not always... Some people need it. Some people need to go to school. to do what they want to do in life, and some people just do it naturally.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Interject.
Is higher education the key to the American dream tonight? That's the topic. You know, and moreover, what is the American dream? Hit us up. Give us your view. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, I love this program because, you know, producers deliver. The Craig Lewis Band talked about several YouTube clips last night. I think Toya pulled up one. She actually said she had never... Actually, Toya, what did you say for those who weren't listening? What did you say about that Brady Bunch clip?
I've never heard the Brady Bunch sound so soulful before. Not even when Jamie Foxx, remember when Jamie Foxx did a little spoof of it and played the piano, sang the Brady Bunch?
Mm-hmm.
Nah. The Craig Lewis Band is awesome.
I'm telling
you. The Craig Lewis Band is
awesome. It doesn't matter which clip. It doesn't. Everything sounds like it's studio recorded. They sound that good. I love them.
And their voices complement each other. Like,
yes, and the vocal range and their runs and the unique sounds. I just love the group.
Right.
Both of them.
So guess what? I got a surprise for the both of you. I got the clip right here tonight. I got the Brady Bunch, Craig Lewis Band, TMI Radio Live.
So it goes. Here's our story.
Let go. She don't wanna try no more. Shorty wanna fly away. you happy like he used to. Girl, you deserve a winner,
a winner.
He ain't the type of nigga that I lose to. A cruise to the islands, gotta get a smiling. Hit South Beach, ride down Collins. No window shopping, that's for the party. So take it off the wall and put it on your body. She ain't wanna try no more, shorty wanna fly away. Top floor in my condo, that can be your hideaway.
Low. I can play the ball, tell me you just tell me what the pole.
What you want?
You know what's off on blue, so you can see the city from a whole nother view.
Woo!
Shoot out to London, Nando's and Brixton, cause you deserve a taste of that European chicken. Short is so fly, Red Bull wings, she just wanna hide my condo fling.
She don't wanna try no more, sure they wanna fly away.
Muhammad Radio Live, Mike Bless, Slip and Slide, on this Money Monday.
Yeah.
Toya hanging out, CeeLo hanging out, Charlotte and Newark, Delaware. Hey, the Craig Lewis Band, off the chain.
Look, I'm telling you. And then, first of all, their voices. I don't know. I tell you, I wish I knew which one was which. But the one with the very high-pitched voice?
Oh, I think that's God. Lewis.
Okay, he ate that Jennifer Hudson song up. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think Craig is the person who hits all the runs. He has, like, the crazy runs. And then I think Lewis is the one who hits the really, really high. They both have a real, high vocal range. But I think the person you're talking about is Lewis.
Yeah.
Right. And believe it or not, I got... where you at, Joy?
Oh,
got
wow.
Yeah,
exclusives.
You have to play that.
Yeah, exactly.
Got those exclusives.
Okay. Thank you.
No doubt. 917-889-3926. Hey, the topic tonight is higher education, the key to the American dream. What is the American dream? I'll tell you something. For me, it was always about, getting that high-powered job. And when I say high power job, to me, 50 or better is what I was always striving and working towards. To me, I wasn't going to be able to do anything below like 50,000. That's just me. And so I've strived for that and to go a little higher every year since that, probably since I was about 23. And I'm 35.
Good job.
So at the end of the day, I'm just trying to, expound on the American dream. To me, the price of freedom is major in America, and I think we take the small things for granted. Understand these wars that we're fighting, it's really all about freedom. For me, the American dream is being free enough to make your own decisions. To go about maximizing opportunities, creating the kind of life that you want to live. That's what it's about. That's the American dream to me.
Yeah, that's dope. I don't know. Like, there's no thought to me what an American dream is for myself. Like, I don't think my dream has anything to do with America. I want to expound past America, the country.
Did you say you don't have a pack with the country?
I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I don't even know now. Why do you do that to me? I said I don't have I don't have a set American dream, though. Like, my American dream isn't the dog in the house, though. I think it's the being able to go to the beach when I want to. Like, yeah, the freedom of life.
Freedom, right.
And
I mean, my country, Tears of D, Sweet Land of Liberty, you know, I mean, I took that thing serious in school.
Let me tell you something. I got in trouble one time because they chose me to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And I said it, but then ended it with, and that's the biggest lie that's ever been told. And if you would have saw everybody's face in there, I'm telling you, man.
You've been a demon since you was a child.
Oh, my gosh. But look, you know where I got it from? My aunt used to say it like that. And every time I heard her say it, she would end it like that. So, I mean, she didn't know that I picked up on it, but that's what I ended it with. So she's the only one who clapped for me, of course.
Which way you going to turn? Which way you going to turn? Good, bad, which way you going to turn? Hey, this is Mr. Rain. Which way to turn?
Yes,
Team Howard, you're live.
My name is 50 Grand.
Which way you going to turn? Which way you going to turn?
A long journey of fear, but it ends in cars. We have some failure. I don't know which way she will perform, but I can't perform. This one too will fail. You know they're gone through. You're in trouble.
She gets up every morning, gonna drag us all for the bed. It's been storming, then she pops up a cigarette. Nobody wants to become boring. She's been wild and ever since. And plus she was so charming. How could she resist? She can't get the call back. All that she had to fall back. It hurts so bad to get played like that. And it burns, always burns. Now she's broken and bitter. Heart is frozen over like winter. Little lovesick girl, like she watches the world as it turns.
Tomorrow night, well, it's going to be straight comedy. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m., would bad breath or smelly feet keep you from dating them?
Hell yeah.
You know? Hey.
How about yes?
hey, but I'm saying, you know, it could be the baddest female, yo, you attract to it from afar, get up close, that breath is like, woo, you know,
ladies,
it could be that corporate dude, you know, power suit, you know, muscle bound, but when y'all go chill, he take them shoes off, it's like the swamp.
No,
you gotta say something. You gotta say something right then and there. Tell him get some pine cone.
Like the swamp up
Hey, so tomorrow night, check us out 10 p.m. Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, would bad breath or smelly feet keep you from dating them? CeeLo say just tell him.
Yeah, you gotta tell him.
We'll talk about it tomorrow night.
You got to. The hell? Who let you do that?
Okay, how you doing?
Uh-uh.
No. Smelly breath.
That is not going to work. No, my brother.
Hold a piece of paper in front of your mouth before you.
You
say
will
that.
Not. Oh, or my face talking about hi.
Can you turn around and
trifling?
Like,
you got to know your breath's not right. We'll say that for Wednesday, though. That's just too much.
Yeah, because you knew right. When you taste it.
Because, you know,
you...
we could talk about that all night. That's a mess. Okay. So the American dream, is higher education the key to attaining it? I would say no.
Right.
I think if you would have asked that 10 years ago, yes. But now most people are, you know, going to school. They get out of school. They can't find a job. And if they do, they find a job making less money than I make. And they've got a ton of student loans to pay back, and I don't. So, no. Let's rethink that. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with higher education. Of course, you always want to learn. You always want to put yourself in a position to learn as much as you can. But I think a degree is not – that no longer sets you apart from everyone else, if that makes sense. You know, before it was, okay, you have to have your bachelor's. Now, a bachelor's is like having a high school diploma. You have to have
right.
at least a master's. You know, by the time you do all that and you obtain what you think is the American dream, you have to work even harder to pay off the loans that you had to get in order to obtain the American dream. So I don't think it is. There's so much more out there you could do, and I think if people stop doing what others tell them is the best thing for them, people will save a lot of time and money, and they'll get to where they actually want to be without having to, you know, go to school. I'm not saying anything's wrong with school. Like I said, I think everyone, you know, should go to school if you have the opportunity to, you know, because it is a privilege that we have. Not everybody has that privilege, but I don't think that's the key any longer, you know, as far as attaining the American dream is concerned.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, and I'm not sure if people are even aware that when it comes to resumes and, you know, how companies and, you know, people who are hiring and organizations who are hiring look at it, sometimes, you know, your work experience is equivalent to, like, higher education. If you've
right,
been
yeah,
with
yeah.
your job for X amount of hours, you know, I mean, X amount of years, you know, and you've been doing a specific trade, you know, it's equivalent to, you know, those college-bound credits because it's considered on-the-job training. So, you know, higher education, you know, even when it comes to trade, vocational, that's still higher education.
Higher education,
you know, and it's specific to whatever it is that your skill set is, your area of interest. You know, if you want to weld or if you want to be an electrician, you know, you go to school and to enhance your craft in that particular field. That's still considered higher education. But work experience is equivalent to academia, and it's important that we know that.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. You know, it's hard for people with degrees to get jobs because even though they have that education, they don't have the experience to go along with it. And that's
right.
what holds a lot of people back, especially now those people that are, you know, coming out of school, finishing college, a lot of people can't find a job in their field because they don't have that experience that they need in order to obtain the position. So, you know, it's sad because people are always taught you go to school, you get a good job, and that's how you live a good life, but it's not quite working out that way nowadays.
Exactly. Oh,
absolutely.
Because I know a nice amount of people who've gone to college. I'll even say my mother has degrees out of their yin-yang, but she's still in college, and she's still not doing what she wants to do. It's like, you know, I mean, I know I've been to college a couple of different times for a couple of different things, and it's funny because my work, right, but my work experience plus my credit hours in school equals up to something good, I assume. I never really had any problems with the job, ever. Like, seriously, whenever I've gone to get a job, I would get it the same day, 9 times out of 10. I've never had an issue with that. It could be my charisma, though. What y'all think? It might not have nothing to do with my resume.
I'm not sure about that one.
I don't know. You're quite forward with yours, CeeLo. So, I mean, I don't know if you put on an act when you go into these interviews.
No, I don't. I'm I've used profanity in interviews before and got the job.
Okay. I've never done that. I don't think I ever would, but, you know, if it works for you, more power to you.
It works for you. It works for you.
Exactly.
1031.
I don't recommend that.
We'll be back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Practice makes perfect, but that was a lesson. Perfect practice makes perfect. I perfected perfection, but that's some other shit. Hit me up later on this number, bitch. I'm like, what the hell, like, for a fair price? You get naked, yeah, right. Like I pay for pussy, the menus I've been done, did it. Take down these 10 digits, 50 second nigga, 1 minute. But I ain't got much rap, buckshot to you muskrat. Point blank, just to hush that. Fruity thanks, I will punch that. I'm hungry with my lunch set.
What you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later. Call me later. Hey, what you doing, shorty? You need to slow down. Pull over to the side, write my phone number down, and just call me later. Call me later.
WHAC, TMI Radio Live, Jake God, call me later. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domare.
All right. Good evening, everybody.
What's good? Welcome to the show. Stand by. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, with the finance like only she can bring it. Give it up for Toya.
Good evening. Tonight, I just wanted to talk about 7 questions to ask yourself before buying anything. A lot of people are very rushed to buy things, whether they need them or not. So just a few questions to ask yourself before you spend any type of money. First would be, do you have to buy this item? Is it an item that you can actually borrow from a friend or swap for it? If swapping is an option, then you might want to check out websites such as paperbackswap.com for books, swapbabygoods.com for tops, toys, or swap mamas for household items and kitchen supplies. Secondly, have you found the best deal? Before you make a big-ticket purchase, just be sure to compare prices at 3 similar stores. And if you're shopping online, don't hit the checkout button until you look for a discount code or a coupon. You might want to check out websites such as fatwallet.com, dealio.com, or retailmenot.com. Help you find offers from hundreds of different retailers, and it also help you to compare prices. Third, have you gotten disease? Did you sleep on it? Think about it. When you're tempted to make a big ticket purchase, sleep on it. Research actually shows that when we're willing to spend more money, when we're emotional, so just delay it a little bit, sleep on it, think about it. 9 times out of 10, once you sleep it over, think about it, the next day you probably won't purchase that big ticket item. Also, are you buying it just because it's on sale? Do you really need another pair of black pants, or are you just buying it because it seems like it's a good deal and you just can't pass it up? People often buy more than they plan at discount outlets just because it seems like a good buy. So, if you don't need it just because it's on sale doesn't mean you should buy it. Also, have you asked about future deals? If there's an item that you're actually eyeing, just tell the store manager that you'd love to know when it's going on sale. Some retailers will hold it for you for a day or two. And if it's a place that you shop at often, then you might want to sign up to get, email notices and receive anything about sales and special promotions. That way you won't buy something prior to it going on sale. And if you do, a lot of stores do offer a, you'll get the difference, a credit and difference. If you usually take your receipt back within a week, but, just check about future deals. Also, do you love it and do you need it? Don't pull the trigger on a purchase until you answer to both of the questions is actually yes. If you're not fully enamored when you're actually buying the item, then you really won't be when the bill arrives. So if you don't need it and you don't actually love it and it's not something that you actually have to have, then don't purchase it. And lastly, can you afford it? If you don't have the money in the bank to pay for the item in full, then don't buy it, no matter how inexpensive it is. If you have to charge it to a credit card and then carry a balance on it and end up paying more money for the product, then it just isn't worth it. So if you can't afford to buy it in cash, then don't purchase it at all because it's dead note, not a bargain if you're paying them interest on it. So just remember, every little penny helps when you're trying to save money. So just ask yourself those questions prior to making a purchase, especially if it's a big-ticket item, something that's $300 or more. Be sure to, you know, compare costs, think about it, sleep on it, whatever you need to do, but don't spend money unnecessarily because you're not actually weighing out all of your options.
Toya live from Newark, Delaware tonight with our finance tips. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Tonight's topic is higher education, the key to the American dream. We'll keep this conversation going right after this. Thanks, Toya. Live from Newark, Delaware.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Monday.
Inside this Money Monday. Let me see. Honestly, I don't have an American dream. I only can say what I have been told, what they say the American dream is, the white picket fence, the husband, the wife, and the 2.5 kids, or 2 kids and a dog.
Who is they?
They, my teachers, society, the media, just my environment, what I've grown up in. Propaganda, there you go. Propaganda, yeah, you know, but my American dream is not to struggle, to be comfortable, to be in a place where I can fulfill my purpose and do what I've always dreamed of doing, and be able to help others and not be in a place where it's going to hurt me to help others. I want to be in a place where I'm taking care of myself and my family, but now I have enough to provide for others, help others, you know, be successful, fulfill their dreams, accomplish their goals. So that's my American dream.
Nice. And I said something similar, and, you know, you weren't even on yet, but it's about, to me, maximizing the opportunity we have, you know, as Americans, maximizing our freedom, maximizing our liberties, and really, you know, doing all that you could do to be all that you can be. And that might sound corny, but it's real, because I'm going to tell you, like this, it's so basic. You get out what you put in. If you don't put anything in, you can't get anything out. It's like a bank. You can't go down to the bank and ask for money that you didn't put in unless you're robbing it. That's just the bottom line.
That is definitely the bottom line, definitely.
And the bank is life. If you don't put anything into life, you can't get anything out, guess what, unless you rob it.
That's right. And you are held accountable for the knowledge that you know. So if you know how to get money out of the bank without robbing it, you're held accountable for that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
You know, my thing is this. I don't necessarily believe that higher education is the answer to, you know, whatever your American dream is. But I do believe that knowledge, you know, is the answer. You know, for knowledge is power, right? And you need wisdom in order to make good decisions and choices in life, right? And you can't acquire wisdom until you acquire experiences and knowledge and lessons, right? You know, so higher education may not always come in the form of a brick building and textbooks. Sometimes higher education comes through experiences and mentors and people supporting you and pouring in your life. That's a form of higher education, in my opinion.
I concur. But society, I would say our society has deemed, quote-unquote, higher education to be a brick building. You can't get a good job without higher education, without going to college, without seeking higher education. No, you can't get to the American dream if you don't have a good job. But what they don't tell you is once you, quote-unquote, get this higher education to try to get this good job, you still are no closer to obtaining the, quote-unquote, the American dream than anybody. Because, I mean, that just may not be what's going to work for you. And I think that, like you said, higher education may not come in the form of a brick building. But the thing of it is we have to make sure that the knowledge is power, and people know that. They know that you can make it, and there's a different way out there. You don't have to do it this way, you know. Mm-hmm. So we have to get that information out there, and thank God for our talk show that we can, you know, educate, enlighten, empower, you know. So.
Absolutely. Hey, if you want to comment tonight, because people are tuned in, I see you, New Orleans. I see you, Atlanta. What's cracking? I see you, New York. I see you, Los Angeles. What's going on? We are still praying and lifting you all up out there in Tokyo. Thanks for tuning in. 917-889-3926. You know, just dial the button. Your hand will go up, and the microphone will be yours. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, we really were impressed by the Craig Lewis band last night. Earlier in the show, we played the Brady Bunch clip that pretty much sparked Tyler Perry's attention and got them on the Oprah Winfrey show. It was the Brady Bunch clip that I played earlier. We'll play that in the second hour. But this right here, you know, is what they spoke of last night. They actually told us that they did a tribute to Jennifer Hudson. And I love the producers on this show, because if I ask for it, we will get it. Folks, this is Where You At, the Craig Lewis Band. It's a T.M. Hammond exclusive just for you.
To block the rain.
I'm
the way they love and like me. Oh wait, that's the diamond that's blessing off of me. They blinding all of this, that's pushing it with me. I'm sorry, Rose, they can only be one day. Now it's like a butter that I got them on my face. All black, everything black, diamond ray. Black hair and sun, black with glory. Don't forget the black Maserati with my kids.
Radio Live, that was Dawn Rashard with Runway. And tonight we're talking about, is higher education the key to the American dream? Or is it not the key to your American dream? Call us up. Let us know. Send us an email.
TMHeimRadioLive@gmail.com. 889-3926. 917-889-3926. Big up to those folks out in Bridgetown. What's going on out there in London? It's 3:58 in the a.m., 10:58 here on the East Coast. What up, y'all?
What it do? Yeah, I don't know. Like, okay, so who on the panel has gone to college?
Me.
By a show of hands. Look, by a show of hands.
I have.
Toya.
And Toya has. And Domer has.
Yeah. We are.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But you know what?
Go ahead. What was your question?
Well, my question was going to be, do you think that your college education has helped or hindered you in any way, shape, form, or fashion?
Certainly helped me.
I'm going to say, I can't say that it hurt. It definitely helped. Higher knowledge, higher education is definitely always a benefit, a plus, you know. Even if you don't even use it, don't get me wrong, I graduated with an accounting degree, and I'm a massage therapist right now. And I'm okay with that, and I can sleep at night very soundly with that. But, you know, it's ironic. I was talking with my mother today, and we were talking about college and college curriculums and the fact that it's not taught in high school, college, or it's not taught, to my knowledge, the fact that you can obtain not so much a success, I guess I focus in on financial success or financial freedom, financial wealth maybe, let's say like that, financial wealth, and, you know, not only by going to school, getting a college degree, or, you know, they're not exposing people, to, in my mind, to other business models, other ways of making it happen. You get the traditional go to school, work, you know, get a good education, go work for somebody. Or you see, you know, if you grew up in an environment where you were around self-employed people, then you see the self-employed. You know, it's not too many of us who grew up in a household where your parents did a lot of investing. And it's definitely few far in between where you have a lot of people, a lot of us who grew up in a household where you were, your parents owned some type of franchise or some type of establishment that was making ongoing income. And I was talking with my mother today that, you know, I don't understand how come it's like the information is not put out there. It's not taught. Matter of fact, I am business partners with the gentleman who was a college professor for Hampton University, an economics professor. And he says all the time in training, when we're in our training, that, you know, one reason why he decided to join the business team that we're on is because that was the first time he had ever been shown, in all his PhD years, had ever been shown how to duplicate himself. And I was just asking my mom, you know, why isn't that information put out there? Why isn't it taught that it doesn't have to be this quote-unquote way, go to school, get a good job. I mean, go, you know, get a good education, get a college degree, and then get a good job, and you're going to make it. You know, why isn't it put out there that, you know, if you, you yourself, if something happens to you, you are no longer able to make income. The knowledge should be put out there that, you know what, there's another way that even if you're not able, you can build a business or a network that is still able to make income for you even if you're not capable of doing it. I just want to know, you know, to me that's important. You know, I told my mom today, the youth, our youth is our future, but for real, it kind of scares me because, you know, of the knowledge or the lack of wisdom in which they're showing. But I know that it's the generations before them, our responsibility to make sure they have the information, but we're not giving them the tools. You know what I mean? So, okay, I'm sorry. I'm off my soapbox now.
No, you're fine. Let's go to the phones. Area code 954, last four digits 9307. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The world is yours.
This is Kim. I'm calling from Tampa. Good evening.
Kim, Tampa. What's
up? Hi,
crack?
Kim.
Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on, Kim?
I just wanted to chime in. Getting a higher education doesn't necessarily guarantee you the quote-unquote American dream, but what it does is that it affords you opportunity, just as a lot of other things do. For me, college was more than just, you know, what I learned in books, because I am not utilizing my degree, but what I took more so from college was the experience and the lifelong friends that you make, the networking skills, interacting with other races, people from different backgrounds. I think all of those things, the experience that you get from college, if you're a traditional college student, I think those things present you or afford you the opportunity to reach your quote-unquote American dream.
Absolutely. Hey, that was well said.
Yes.
Kim calling from Tampa tonight. Kim, you sound like you got some things going on.
I have a lot of things going on.
What you got going on, Kim?
Well, I have my own business. I spoke with you guys before. Right before I launched it, actually, I have a cosmetic line. It's Shendor Cosmetics. And it's going
Shendor.
Yes,
wow.
How's that going? That was about, what, 6-7 months ago that you?
Yes. Yeah, because right
now
I launched it in October. Everything is going very well. I'm very proud of it. I'm very excited about it, a lot of opportunity. And again, I'm not using my degree with it. My degree had nothing to do with fashion or makeup, but the different people that I met and the people that I, you know, things that I learned in college, interacting with different cultures, all the different friends that I have, those things have afforded me the opportunity. And like you said earlier, one of you were talking about, you know, people you may not have grown up, but people around you in business, you know, and different things like that. I think it's really important for us to talk to younger people that may not have that in their lives, and, you know, give them the experience, show them what you're doing. If you have something going on and they ask you a question, go ahead and answer it for you. Don't try to keep everything for yourself, because there's room for everybody. And I think in order for us to prosper in society and, you know, go forward, especially if they're going to be taking care of us when we retire, then we need to share that knowledge. And I don't want anyone that's listening to think that college isn't important. College is very important. I told my mom yesterday, it was Mother's Day, I go, you know, I thank you so much, because if I don't remember anything else, I remember from when I was small, my mom saying that you have to go to college. She said it so much that I thought going to college was something that everybody did. I thought it was elementary, middle school, high school, college. it wasn't until I was, like, in high school that I learned that everyone didn't go to college. So I think that it is important that you do, if that's what you want to do, that you do reach for higher education as far as, you know, being on a college campus. But I think more so the experience of being in college is what you learn. You learn life lessons. That's where I grew up. If you can go away from home, that's even better, because that's where you become your own person, where you develop into an adult and you're able to make decisions. You learn how to make decisions. So I think it's a wonderful experience. And but I do think more so what you get from college is the networking and the lifelong friends that you make.
Congratulations on Shindor and all of that.
Thank you.
So you speak so intelligently, and it sounds like it's from experience. You're clearly, you know, in charge. Give us the website address and tell the world the products that you're pushing.
Well, what Shindor offers, we have eyeshadows, lip gloss, lipstick, tinsels, eyeshadow palettes, brushes, all those things that make women, you know, accentuate their beauty. It doesn't make you beautiful, but it accentuates your beauty. The website is www.shundor, which is S-H-U-N-D-O-R, cosmetics.com.
Absolutely. Yes, Angels.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I don't even know what to say at this point. It's like, I mean, because... Like, for instance, I think that I'm in process of my life dream, and what I went to school for, I think the only, like, law is the best, is what I drew from the most, is, like, what I grasped the best was when I took law and psychology. Yeah, those two.
Kim, you said that you're not using your major right now. What was your major?
Journalism and English.
Journalism English, and you somehow ended up in cosmetics.
Yes, I did, and I can tell you how that went. From, I can say, the sixth grade, I knew that I wanted to be a journalist. It started off as I wanted to be an anchor. And so my parents, you know, they were always, if you say you want to do something, we're going to do everything that we can to push you to do this. So I took writing classes, I took etiquette classes on the weekends to learn how to stand, to learn how to sit, to learn how to talk. I wrote for the student newspaper, I did reports, I did all of those things. But as you grow older and you do follow along those paths, you learn different things. You learn about different things, you learn about your likes and your dislikes. And I did, I went to school, I graduated, I interned with NBC. I got a job. I actually ended up moving to Tampa because I got a job offer for a news station here. I worked in news for 3 years, and I loved working in news. What I loved about working in news was that it was ever-changing. Every day it was something different. It was exciting. I was kind of sad last Sunday when Osama bin Laden was killed, and I wasn't in a newsroom. That's the thrill that I get from news. However, you can't control your life and how things happen, and, you know, you never know. If I would have been working in news right now, Shindor Cosmetics would not be in existence. And what happened was that when you work in news, you work under contract. And so I was under a 3-year contract. I knew that I did not want to live in Tampa. And so when my 3-year contract was up, I said, you know what, I want to move to Atlanta. What I did was I told them, I'm not re-signing my contract. I'm going to look for another job. You can't look for another job while you're under a contract. So you have to wait until your contract is up and, you know, you're gone. So I said, okay. You know, I put my condo up for sale, for rent or whatever, and I'm like, I'm moving to Atlanta. Apply for job. I had 2 interviews with CNN. Didn't pan out. So I worked. I got a job. I worked that job, and I kept wondering. I'm like, okay, what is happening? You know, why can't I find anything? Yes, you know, the economy's bad, jobs are bad, but I have experience. I went to college, you know, I have this degree. I can do this. One day, I was sitting at home, and I was like, you know what, I have to do something. I come from a family full of entrepreneurs, my dad, my grandfather, And I'm like, you know, I have to do something. I need a job, and I need, you know, to do something that I enjoy. I need it to be a career. And so I got on the Internet. The Internet is a fascinating place, and I just did my research. That's how I came up with the cosmetic company. Working in news, working from 2 in the morning until 11 in the morning, I would have never, you know, come up with the idea or even had time to think of the idea. And so I think that you have these plans for your life. If you would have told me, you know, 10 years ago you would not be working in news, I would have told you that you were a lie to your face. But you have these plans for your life, and God has other plans. I'm still in Tampa, even though I have been trying to leave Tampa for the past 3 years. But God's plan is for me to be here in Tampa. God's plan was for me to start the cosmetic company. And, I learned to make plans for myself.
It sounds like you are living your American dream.
I am. Absolutely. I would have never dreamed this.
That's
but it's
awesome.
My American dream.
That's awesome. Hey, folks, you are in tune to Money Monday. It's May 9th in the city. Is higher education the key to the American dream? Kim out of Tampa tonight hanging out with us. We'll be right back. Wayne Brady, Ordinary Life, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Should be more social, 'cause we keep to ourselves most of the time. They just don't understand what we got going on, 'cause a love like this is so hard to find. Don't wanna live by no one else's designs, though every day ain't glamour, to me it's just fine. I'm perfect the way that we are.
We know the tornadoes ripped through there, but, you know, it's going to be okay. Again, keep your head up. Yo, what's going on in Atlanta, South Carolina, West Virginia, Pittsburgh, Philly? What's going on? Mount Vernon's tuned in tonight. Hey, all the way live from Charlotte with Entertainment National News. Give it up for CeeLo.
Well, good afternoon in the morning time. It's your Entertainment and National News for Monday, May 9th, 2010. Okay, so I want to start with national news. Arizona takes the immigration law to the Supreme Court. Now, the Governor Jan Brewer, she pleads to the Supreme Court to lift the injunction that's blocking certain parts of the immigration law, SB 1070. Now, the legislation is in debate, and it also employs the local law enforcement to apprehend and deport those in, caught in Arizona and the United States borders illegally by checking, like, persons' immigration status and also enforcing the law. So they're really pushing for that. And the governor feels, confident that this will be passed. And they're just saying, they're taking a stance of, they're doing what the government should have done years ago. So on to other news. This is kind of on topic for our topic this evening. This coming Wednesday, Louisiana State and LSU, they're going to discontinue 109 programs and 189 programs to be merged with existing majors. The 107 will stay in place under probationary period, and that's to be later disclosed, when that'll end. But 51 programs will be fully maintained. And the academic programs that were chosen to be eliminated, they had the least graduates within the last 3 years, including the language bachelor degree. So pretty much after this Wednesday, what it means is that the eliminated programs, they'll stay active to allow upperclassmen to graduate, but no historically black college or, university will offer a bachelor in foreign language at all. So, I don't know how many people are vying for that, but, yeah, I guess it's another hit for the education. Okay, so now in world news, 68 more bodies have been found in mass graves. The UN suggests that the bodies that are found came from the April 12th massacre that occurred in a staged attack by supporters of former President Laurent Gbagbo on the current president, Alassane Ouattara, because of incidents stemming from last year's troublesome power change between the two. So, so far the UN reports that over 200 bodies have been found in April in mass graves. Now, in entertainment and entertainment news, Uncle Lou, who is now known solely as Luther Campbell, he announced his serious plans to become mayor of Dade County, Florida. His campaign slogan is, "I'm dead serious." And this is something I didn't know, and I guess some of our listeners may not know. Mr. Campbell also writes a column for the Miami New Times newspaper. Now, he says he doesn't regret his past, but he's moved on from his X-rated videos and music. And he said, who better to represent his city but him? And Mr. Campbell is up against 10 other candidates for that spot. And he said his platform is going to be pretty much taking the city back from the government and to also decriminalize small amounts of weed. I don't know. I think another plight. And lastly, in our new music lookout, hip hop heads, Kentucky-based Nappy Roots are collaborating with Organized Noise for a new album. Nappy Roots is currently on a U.S. tour starting this May and ending about September 17th. Y'all just check out the T.M. Hyman group page, and I'll post those dates for you. And speaking of tours, Lil Wayne has announced 41 additional dates to his I Am Still Music tour. And that's going to be going on this summer, starting July 13th through September 11th. And some tickets for select markets will be on sale at livenation.com. I'll try to post that in pieces. Too many dates, really. He's all over the place on that one. But that's your entertainment and national news for today, May 9th, 2011. Whatever you do, do it well.
Whatever you do, do it well. Entertainment National News coming to you live out of Charlotte tonight. Hey, we got folks wanting to comment. Hey, hang out. We're going to go to the phones when we come back after this.
I'm so hot on my game coder, so don't bother. If anything, little nigga, I can be your father. If you talking checks, at least two commas. While you chasing them hoes, I be chasing the money. You can take it from me, but you ain't gon' never take my money. I go after dough, headache, nose runny. All I do is... You can't go wrong when your money long like a football field. No delusions at all. If you broke money short, you'll probably change the song. All I do is all I do. Yeah. Why you chasing hoes? I'm at the dough, and I go get it 7 days in a row. If you sitting there broke, what the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is chilling on your ass, bitch. Your cash won't last, and everything your hands will be. Young nigga, I had it in my face. If I had it in my way, I had a better day. I'm the champ, I need Mayweather pay. I used to ball hard, me and Spalding get along. Air Jordan fly, fuck what you bitches on. Stacking dough, I can invest and make a loan. All I do is, all I do is. What you talking about? I'm on a paper route, like a mailman, never see me in a drought. Getting money, nigga, that's what it's about. Yeah, it's like I live for it, what else I need? Just cause of you, I do as I please. Just cause of you, she getting on her knees. All I do is, all I do is. Why you chasing hoes? I'm at the dough, and I go get it 7 days in a row. What the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is chilling on your ass, bitch. Your cash won't land, and everything you have will be in the past. All I know is the green. They call me an outcast. All I do is see my money grow. Fucking ridiculous. I ain't King James, but I got witnesses. I say it again if you wasn't listening. Yeah, I'm on another level. Anywhere I go, I settle. When I get dinero, I ride with the heavy metal. Mention bank account, yeah, I got several. Yeah, I keep going, no slowing down for no man. I would hold bread if I had no hands. I be in the pockets while you trying to slow dance. Yeah, so many presidents, they slide through my residence. They wanna make a settlement, but they don't have evidence. Money over everything, the only thing evident.
Why you chasing hoes? I'm at the dough, and I go get it 7 days in a row. If you sitting there broke, what the fuck you waiting for? Cause all I do is chilling on your ass, bitch. Your cash won't land, and everything you have will be. All I know is the green. They call me an outcast. All I do is I get it.
WHAC TM High Mind Radio Live. Yo, thanks for rocking with us. We appreciate you. You inside Money Monday in the city. Coming to you live out of Hack Media Studios in Tampa, Florida. CeeLo live out of Charlotte. Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. Domare live out of Chesapeake, VA. We got Kim hanging out. She's the president and CEO of Shindor in Tampa, Florida. Let's go to the phones. Area code 804. We know that's good old Virginia. That's up in the Richmond area, I believe. Area code 804, last four digits, 1139. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The world is yours.
Hi, my name is Hugh, and you're right, it's the Richmond area, but it's a little bit north, Ashland, which builds itself the center of the universe.
Okay, Ashland, I'm familiar. What's going on, my friend? Thanks for tuning in.
I just came across your program discussing higher education, whether it's the key to the American dream.
Yes, sir.
I think everybody's forgotten the American dream. It's entrepreneurism. And we're letting these big, humongous corporations run our lives. And that's going to start changing as people wake up because they're closing down the opportunities for entrepreneurism. I'm not talking about small business. That's a misnomer. Small businesses usually make component parts for large businesses. I'm talking about the mom and pop. And Bill Gates said if he had to start Microsoft from scratch today, he wouldn't be able to do it with all the rules and regulations that we have. So we got to open up the innovation opportunities for people. And there's so much available with today's technologies to put us back on track with the economy. It's just a question of learning how to think more creatively and collaborate, interact with each other in caring, sharing ways, and we can really make America what it was meant to be, a beacon for the rest of the world by keeping our freedoms and staying strong and showing that we can unite and finally drop the racial barriers and learn that we're all connected, we're all one, and we can come together in peace and harmony and blanket the world with that.
No, absolutely. Hey, I appreciate you for stopping past with your comment tonight. I think that's very substantial feedback, and you're right. You know, we just need to, you know, just erase all of the barriers and the racial lines and, you know, any type of discrimination or judgment, you know, that we apply on one another, because we're more alike than unalike, right? I believe that.
Yes, actually, we're all spiritual beings playing a human game. I mean, we came from spirit. We're here now on the physical plane, but we'll eventually return to spirit, and you can't take the toys with you. So, like Warren Buffett told some of these billionaires to start recirculating the money or whatever, if they would do that, they would understand very simple. The law of attraction is very basic. You put out good, you get good back. So if you're putting out, if you put the money out to help those to help themselves, it's going to come back to you in all kinds of wonderful ways. But if you hoard it and you can't try and control it, it's going to do you in eventually.
Hey, we should be more self, I think less self-focused and more focused on helping one another, you know, bottom line. Hey, thanks again for your feedback out of Ashland, Virginia tonight. Hey, follow the show, man. You know, we could learn something from you. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I can share a blog with you, and then you can follow up with me if you like. It has a letter.
Go for it.
You know, if you just Google the word creativity, the number 777.com, again, creativity37s.com, that will bring up the blog. There's a letter actually from President Obama to me related to the economy, and there's a very powerful little poem that sort of sums up what we're talking about. It's three lines long. It's titled Caring, Sharing, and it reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed. God will reward every good deed. It sort of sums up what life should be all about.
Absolutely. What's your name again, my friend?
Hugh.
Hugh, you are now officially a friend to this show, Hugh. We'll be in contact, buddy.
Okay, thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless.
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Hugh.
Let's go up to area code 202, last four digits, 4083. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The world is yours.
This is Coop calling from Montgomery Village, Maryland.
Maryland in the building. What's cracking, Coop?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
We're good tonight,
hey,
man.
Coop.
We're hanging out with Kim out of Tampa, Florida. She's the president and CEO of Shendor. Kim,
hi.
Say hello to Coop.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Kim? Hey, I'm just checking out the I'm checking out the topic tonight, and I see I got a nice little topic going on. And it's, what is it again, T?
Is higher education the key to the American dream? And I just want to say thanks to Hugh. And Hugh is still hanging out with us. Hugh, if you want to hang out, man, we'll bring you back on before we conclude. I have a few more questions for you, actually. Is higher education the key to the American dream? That's been the conversation tonight.
I think it can be in some way, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, you have these type of celebrities that you have the Bill Gates that drop out of college, the Puffy Combs. You have the ones that don't even graduate high school, like the Jay-Z's of the world. But that's almost like depending on making it to the NBA or depending on making it to the NFL. But you can't just rely on high school. You got to go maybe trade school, college, something else. You got to figure out a way if you're not. Because in today's world, I think it is a little bit more necessary.
Right. I think some form of higher education is absolutely necessary. And even if it comes via vocational, you know, or some type of, you know, trade or on-the-job training, you know, I think still that's a form of education beyond, you know, a GED or, you know, a general education. And I do believe in an economy that's so competitive and so tight and in a world that's so diverse, you know, you have to really become skilled if you want to receive something more than minimum wage. It's competitive out here. If you just tuned into the show, you've missed it. You got to go back and check out the podcast. You can check us out tomorrow night, 10 p.m., where the topic is, would bad breath or smelly feet keep you from dating them? You know, fellas, have you ever been attracted to a female whose breath smelled like hot trash? You know, females, you know, have you ever liked a dude until y'all got comfortable? He took off his shoes. You was like, damn, something died in that shoe. I mean, but would you tell them and see if they'd fix it, or would you just run from it? Tomorrow night, 10 p.m., we're going to laugh probably the entire show. Check us out. We got like 27 minutes left in this show tonight. It's been an interesting one. I want to go back to Hugh before we go to break. Hugh, you still with us?
Yes, sir.
What can we do as citizens, but as young people, what can we do specifically to make a difference when it comes to the laws in this country? There's a lot of people who feel like, you know, it doesn't matter what I say, it doesn't matter what I do, the law is the law, I'm not strong enough to change it, you know, the man, you know, just got his foot on me, so I'm just going to give up. What can we do to make a difference when it comes to the law in this country?
It's all at the grassroots level, and we have to start standing up for our truth. That's what I'm doing, to be an example for others. Every time you see a politician today, ask him anywhere you see him, tell me now. Don't tell me after you're elected and put into office. You tell me right here and now today what you can do to help this community, to help the state, to help the country. And the people have the answers. And that's where the politicians should get the answers, is from the people. And the ones that get the best answers, those are the ones that will go into office. And if they don't do, they'll be put under the microscope. And if they don't do exactly what they were told, they're right out of there. What the Tea Party's doing is not solving the problem. The old boy network is so firmly entrenched, they're just trading faces. So that's where you got to root out the corruption. It's rampant in government, big business, and the media. They're all in cahoots. So we got to start looking back at what they're doing to us, manipulating us, and saying we're not going to take it anymore. I mean, the perfect illustration is all this fear that they keep reporting and what's going on. I'll give an example of corruption and how things get covered up so quickly because they'll put your focus on something else. A number of months back, you had these SEC types that are supposed to be monitoring Wall Street, making a couple $100,000 in taxpayer money. They caught them red-handed watching pornography on the computers all day long. They said they were going to discipline.
Wow.
They said they were going to discipline them. They never identified them, and they never said how they were going to discipline them. and this is right on President Obama's watch. He should have called them out and fired them right on the spot. So in my mind, they promoted them and they took them off the computers and put them at the airports and made them all TSA agents. So they got them feeling everybody up instead of watching the pornography. And at the same time, they brought in all these X-ray machines out of nowhere. How many millionaires were made over that overnight or whatever? So you really got to look back at how they're manipulating us. I don't like to give terrorist ideas, but I threw this out. I said, you know, if I was a Navy SEAL in my prime, I could walk naked onto a plane, and if I had a mind to just start splitting heads open, grab a fire extinguisher, I could take the plane down by myself, let alone a couple of others like me. So let's get realistic and start looking at there's nothing wrong with profiling if it's done correctly. And that at the airports, I would agree with it. But already they're starting up with more fear now. Now you can't take a train. All of a sudden, we need zillions of more security people to fill you up before you get on the train. Where is it going to stop? I mean, you have to realize, again, that we're spiritual beings. Prayer is powerful. If you can't do anything else, say a prayer, because there is a God, and whatever your belief system is, you're going back into spirit. So just be proud that you're here to set an example and do things to change the world in a positive way. Because if you go on the dark side, you're not going to go to a good place eventually. All these people that think they're going to control everything and go into underground cities, they're going to go mad down there if they're down there very long. And even if they do survive, you know, how long can you live? A couple of hundred years? They haven't gotten up to that yet again. So you're going to go back into the spirit world. So there's something called the storming of the Bastille that could happen at any time. You might live in a gated community and think you're immune to everything, but maybe one of your security people or servants will poison you just like they did back in the days of Rome. So I would rather be out front doing good things for people. Transparency, that's what we need, total transparency in everything, and the corruption will get rooted out. And there's a beautiful site, it's called the Venus Project. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's right down in Florida, in Venus, Florida. And this gentleman's up in his 90s. Since the age of 12, he's been laying out our whole future if we can just get to it. He's talking about a resource-based economy, taking all the money out of the picture and sharing the resources of the earth all around the world for the betterment of all. He's got cities self-sustaining, housing millions of people floating out in the middle of the ocean. It's all achievable if we can just, you know, come together and unite and think more about each other instead of ourselves personally.
Thank you, Hugh. You've been a teacher to us tonight, my brother. We appreciate you, man. It's 11:39.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds that I have, thought I'd heal and see the scabs. Through the course of my journey, found a reason why to brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, will hold me to the ground. Cause I'm
finding my swag. Like the Louis out of Georgetown. Anywhere I'm at, it's memories when it's going down. These dudes bones from the feet to their wig. Their wardrobe is trash like a scholar fell kid. My fit so Gucci, Louis and all that. The type that don't sip, but the skippers will call back. I MTV them on the bus like next. The less I'm in their brain like they be your ex. I mean, my shoe game silly, my outfit jiggy. My swag out the park, you just outfield with it. You the type who ain't got swag, no use to kick it. Chicks
call on my phone like I got movie tickets. Trying to get a sweat drop on my swag. Open the cup, get them shit socks in the bag. And I hardly brag, but you lame should know. Soon as I step in the show, I got the D-boy glow. I got swag.
Gotta
stick
the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds and the halves, all the healing, see the scabs. Through the course of my journey, found a reason why to brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, so hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag.
Yeah, I kinda knew that this was coming soon. Before I blast off, give me some more running room. Throw me the beat at 11, the verse is done at noon. Promise it'll be hot, similar to the sun in June. What's poppin', my nigga, how are you? You know I'm serving them like I'm working the drive-thru. Ladies keep their eyes full on everything that I do. I mean, that's just something that come with being a fly dude. Swag mean, balls loaded with caffeine. Me and this pen is one hell of a tag team. Whoop, there it is. I'm pulling out the Chevy tonight, so baby, I'ma lead it. For itself, I don't usually talk about it. It's in my jeans, I can hardly even walk without it. Regardless of time, I'ma shine like pine floors. I got my swag, I should let you find yours.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds and the halves, all the healing, see the scabs. Through the course of my journey, find a reason why to brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, so hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag.
Even my shadows got a swag. Introduce them to women, it's the darkest of my half. I supplied this rhythm, which you probably never have. At this rate and momentum, no surviving if I crash. I smash for a minute, then I nab. But get back in the destination on my dash. Use my voice as a chemical and mix it in the lab. No distortion is critical, I'm clearer than some glass. My cash, stay in the pocket like McNabb. Never see me making it rain and throwing it for grabs. I don't do this to entertain, I'm focused on my craft. Gucci passenger driving product,
movies in the bag.
I suggest if you got a problem, prove it if you're bad. I can bottle and profit from this feeling that I have. When you're floating as high as me, get woozy from the lag. If you choose and you wanna hate, you're losing all your sweat.
Gotta take the good with the bad. Excuses I use, now I leave them in the past. The wounds and the halves, all the healing, see the scabs. Through the course of my journey, found a reason why to brag. You see, nothing's gonna bring me down. Nothing, even gravity, so hold me to the ground. Cause I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding, I'm finding my swag. My swag. You gotta find your own. Swag, to show whoever be close. Bounce me a swag, that fits me out of the dope. Haters getting mad, cause now my vision be focused. Rules on my cap, this party I am your spokesman. If you got a swag, to show whoever be close. You better find your swag.
I'm Hyman Radio Live. That was Swag by Shot. Yes.
And the HAC crew.
The HAC crew. And we have a lovely caller on the line with us from Tampa, Kim.
Hi. Yes. And I just wanted to, sorry to interrupt you, but Hugh made a statement earlier about like Jay-Z and Puffy. And I just wanted to say that they were blessed with talent and opportunity, but they are two amazingly intelligent guys. Even though, you know, Jay-Z didn't graduate from high school, college, when you listen to him, I saw a piece not too long ago called Masterclass through Oprah, and
right.
He may not have been afforded those opportunities as far as education through a brick wall, but if you aren't afforded those opportunities, then what you need to do is you need to read. And his book, like the list of books that he reads, is extensive. And those things that he's read have afforded him the opportunity to be so intelligent. So that's right. another form of higher education if you can't get
Absolutely.
It in four walls.
Yeah, because the thing is that, you know, you find that a lot of street smart people, once they're pretty much guided, you know, like once you get material, like, you know, the 48 laws, you know, once you get material like that, or Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and, you know, it's like once you learn how to play the game, it's a lot easier because you don't. You don't have to go to college to have common sense. A lot of business is common sense. You know, you just have to be able to grasp it. But then it goes back to staying in your lane, and that's why you build teams. Because if you're not good in one area, you find someone that is. That you know, and so also to.
I'm currently reading Napoleon Hill's Law of Success. So, interestingly enough, you just mentioned the other resource of Napoleon Hill. Folks, I'm just going to tell you like this. I mean, you know, higher education comes in a lot of different forms. You know, you just have to start with reading. You know, you have to start with asking questions. You know, acquire a mentor. You know, take your life seriously. Take your career path, your success seriously, and as you take it seriously, others will take it seriously too, and it will become lighter because, you know, like minds tend to help to lessen the burden of one another, you know, when you're headed in the right direction.
And I want to interject just a little bit that for those of you who don't like to read or, like, maybe reading bores you, then they have these things called audio books. That you can listen to. Or if you have a really good friend, you may find one that'll read it to you.
I don't know. Hey, can I I was the one that brought up the thing about Jay-Z. This is Coop talking. And I was the one that brought up the thing about Jay-Z, Puffy, and all those different guys. And that was basically my point, that they dropped out. But I was saying, that was my point I was making, but I was saying it's kind of like make it into the NBA. The odds are slim that you can fall into that category. So you might need to take another right route with education. And
right,
so, like you said, like CeeLo was saying,
right,
like you have a guy like.
Back. I was reaching back trying to figure out, did Hugh say that? I said, Hugh didn't say that. Right. Okay.
And if you look back, like what CeeLo was saying, you have a guy named Lil Melvin and from up in Baltimore. This guy has like a genius IQ. But didn't graduate high school, but he had enough sense where he did a lot of things he's saying about the reading and everything. Like myself, like you were talking about how some people don't like to read. When I was a kid, I didn't really like to read. Well, I liked to read, but my mother was the type where she didn't force me to read a type of book. She let me read whatever I wanted to read. And so my thing as a child was I read comic books, G.I. Joe, Spider-Man, and I just read them all the time, every one time one came out. And it went from that to wrestling magazines, from that to car books. And next thing you know, I'm riding on the metro every day and I'm reading the book Bloods about the black veterans in Vietnam and how their life was after they came home. I'm reading Langston Hughes and everything. But it came from something as silly as a comic book, reading G.I. Joe and Iron Man, to advancing to a point where I'm reading all kind of stories by like I said, by Langston Hughes. I'm reading Ralph Wiley's Why Do Black People Tend to Shout?
Right.
And so when it's
And that's dope that, you know, that it's brought up, because I know I used to do that to my daughter. Is when she came home from school, she would have to read an hour, regardless if it was before homework, after homework. This was in, you know, along with. But she had to read. It didn't matter what it was, for an hour. And, I mean, but the thing is, it opens their minds up, creativity. Books give you different points of view. It opens your mind up, you know.
And it's important. And it's important that we push literacy and reading. We have to make our children read to us. We have to read to our children. We have to promote education because regardless, as long as a child is in your rearing, you should promote education until they're old enough, and I mean 18 or done with high school at least, and on their way out of your house because they work and they're self-sufficient. You know, outside of self-sufficiency, you should promote education, promote higher education until they get sick of it. But they should know your stance, know that it's important because, again, knowledge is power. We got 9 minutes left in the show, and we're just going to wind it down. One of our favorites, Chester Gregory. And we got Chester Gregory coming back on the show. He's on Broadway right now in Sister Act 2, New York City. Chester Gregory, If You Only. We'll be right back. TM Muhammad Radio Live.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio. Radio Live with Chester Gregory. Tonight is Money Monday, and we're talking about is higher education the key to the American dream? And we've heard from a slew of callers tonight, and we have some special guests on the line, Kim and Hugh, and they've dropped their opinions on us and how they feel about, you know, the American dream and its, and how higher education plays a key role. I think we've all come to the same, you know, conclusion that definitely higher education, whichever form it comes in, is definitely key into obtaining whatever your American dream may be to you. We've definitely heard different opinions or different views on what the American dream is to us tonight. So we're just wrapping it up, bringing it on home tonight.
No doubt. Hey, Kim, drop your website on us one more time, the products that you offer up.
ShundorCosmetics.com, S-H-U-N-D-O-R, cosmetic.com. And it's eyeshadows, lip glosses, lipstick, brushes, things of that nature.
Kim is living the American dream. Her dream did not come via what she pursued in higher education, you know? So this is an example that, hey, not always – is it aligned with education? Sometimes it's about your passion. Thanks, Kim. You can come back anytime. Shindua, pick it up. Hey, Hugh, in 30 seconds, you know, any closing comments? Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yes. Number one, if you think you're too small to make a difference, you've never gone to bed with a mosquito in the room. Contemplate that. Two other sites to open people's minds. One has all kinds of mentor types, bridgingheaventoearth.com, and this last one is a presidential write-in candidate, wonderful humanitarian. Look over everything on this site, Light Party, LightParty.com. And everyone has unlimited creativity. Understand that and just think from your heart. Go into your heart and ask the Creator to guide you, and you'll be blessed.
Thank you, Hugh. We appreciate you, man. Hey, Coop, thanks for riding, brother. 30 seconds.
Thanks for y'all for having me, man. Thanks.
Hey, we appreciate you. Hey, Angels, take us home. Hey, we're going to conclude tonight just by saying thank you all very much for riding with us. Back Wednesday night, where we're going to have some fun because we just want to know, you know, would bad breath or smelly feet keep you from dating somebody you're attracted to? Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Angels, take us home. We're going to end with Craig Lewis, the Brady Bunch. Good night, everybody.
Be a blessing.
Whatever you do,
good night.
Good night.
Craig Lewis, the Brady Bunch.
So it goes.
Live Talk Radio Show. Live.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio.